My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the COVID-19 pandemic hitting us severely in 2020 has made us all aware to the maximum of the fact that struggles are real. Nevertheless, it has also brought into our awareness that God is with us despite all problems and crises that we need to face in this life. And as we continue to face all its adverse after effects, we can even more hold on to God's promise of solidarity with us, no matter what happens. My dear brothers and sisters, the Gospel of Matthew has a frame that envelops the message about the truth that God is always with us. It has its reference to Isaiah's God is with us prophecy. Let me reread the reference for you. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord to the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This reference, my dear brothers and sisters, to Isaiah's God is with us prophecy takes on its full significance when we note that Matthew ends his gospel with Jesus saying, I will be with you, promise. Jesus, before ascending to his Father, gathered his disciples and said to them, go then to all people everywhere and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always to the end of the age. From the beginning and ending his gospel, with the theme, God with us, Matthew underscores an important point, and it is this. With the birth of Jesus, God becomes present to his people in a remarkable new way. Matthew highlights the basic truth that God is with us and is always in solidarity with us. Matthew's infancy narrative, where today's gospel passage is textually situated, shows that struggles and difficulties are real. However, there is also an assurance that despite the struggles and difficulties that we need to face, God is with us and will never abandon us. The reality of struggles and difficulties reflects the circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus. Mary is already betrothed to Joseph. But before they live together, she is found with child through the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, we can imagine the struggles that Mary has to face. Moreover, we can also think of the difficulties which Joseph has experienced. Both of them only hold on to God's promise and assurance of solidarity in time of their struggles. Joseph and Mary also hold on to one another and courageously face their difficulties under the guidance of God. Matthew puts stress on the person of Joseph, describing him to be a righteous man who does not want to expose Mary to shame. Being a righteous man does not mean that Joseph does not have any difficulty. In fact, we are told that he has already decided to divorce Mary quietly. He must have undergone a rigorous discernment process. We imagine how firm he is as a person and about his decisions. But when the angel of the Lord in a dream gives him instructions, he does exactly what he is told. He takes Mary as his wife. As Mary and Joseph hold on to God's comforting presence and ever assuring solidarity, God's plan of salvation is carried out. My dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning, we are told that the child to be born is to be named Emmanuel, which Matthew gives the meaning of the name God is with us, and more appropriately, God with us. Jesus' birth made God present among us in flesh and blood in the person of Jesus. Jesus' birth made God present to us in a special way that we could touch him, we could see him and hear him. This is what we are preparing to celebrate on Christmas. God's presence among us in the flesh and blood in the person of Jesus. Some years ago, a delightful peanut cartoon appeared around Christmas time. It showed Linus reading to Charlie Brown the gospel account of the birth of Jesus and said, "That's what Christmas is all about." Charlie, and he added, "So who needs Santa Claus?" Let me conclude with the opening passage of John's first letter. "We write to you about the word of life, which has existed from the very beginning. We have heard it, and we have seen it with our eyes. Yes, we have seen it, and our hand have touched it. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you will join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this in order that our joy may be complete." Amen.